Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem. Welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Maseches Me'ila Daf Yud Beis. We begin on Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, four lines off the bottom. It says the Hilge Mishnah, Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi, the ashes that were cleaned off, removed from the internal Mizbeach of the Heichel, Pamenoira, or the burnt out materials taken out of the Yemenoira, these have been used up. Nasas Mitzvahson, their mitzvah had been fully completed and fulfilled, in which case there's no longer Kedusha. And certainly no Me'ila. Loin Nehenin, you're not meant to use it. Midrabanan, it's reminiscent of carbon material, don't have a gnaw from it. Loin Me'ila, there's no Me'ila applied to these items. However, Hamagdish, Dishin Batchilo. Suppose a person takes ashes that had already been totally burnt out and even hauled out to the Shevachadeh, certainly no Me'ila here, and he re-donates it. He says, okay, it's mine to use, I'm donating it. So it's like any other material that you donate to the Beis HaMikdash. It starts a new process, a new Me'ila. Mayalimba? What about birds that are not yet old enough to be used as a korban? Toirin, which are meant to be, you know, a certain age, but it's still underage. Shalo yigi hazmanon. Or his magdush b'nei yoyna, the young b'nei yoyna, which are too old to be used for carbon, shabar zmanon. So there's no kedushas carbon because they're not suitable for hakrava. Loi nanin, veloi moyalin. You don't use it, but there's no meila. Asks Taisus, why is this different than the chatas, which is overage, where there is meila? It says because over there you can be paida. An animal could be left to wander, get a mum, redeem it, use the money for a carbon. But birds, we know, ain lo'efois pidyon. There's no pidyon by birds. So if it's not suitable, there's no kedusha. Now, according to Tosfos' understanding of the next piece in the Gemara, it's about location. The question is, where do we place the ashes of the mizbeach hachitzoy? So we have the, you know, the Trumas HaDeshen, which is taken off every morning. Where is that placed? The Pasuk says, alongside the Mizbeach. What about the Dishon of the inner Mizbeach and of the Menorah? So it seems in the Mishnah, they both, all three go to the same location. And that's why we require this distinction. Well, you should know this has Mila, this does not, right? Trumas HaDeshen, as we learned in the previous Sugya, has Mila, as opposed to the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnim, that has no Mila. So how do we know, in fact, that they all go to the same destination? The place alongside the east wall of the Mizbeach. Bishleim Mizbeach HaChitzen, you understand the ashes of the Mizbeach HaChitzen, you know, the Trumas HaDeshen, which has Mi'ila, that's placed alongside the Mizbeach. Chsibbe b'somoy etzel Mizbeach, you put it alongside the Mizbeach, and in fact, from this pasuk, we also learned that there's Mi'ila, b'somoy, place it there permanently, it gets absorbed in the ground, you're not supposed to take it away, it has Mi'ila. But how do we know that the ashes of the internal Mizbeach also ends up in that location? The pasuk regarding a different matter regarding discarding of the digestional part of the bird, Damakra. Veheiser is more asa binoitzasa. Pasuk says that you take the crop with the some say it's the different machlekes and gemara zvachim, what this means. Some say it means the feathers on top, you know, over the skin, over the area. Some say it means the kurkuvan, the one that contains the waste. In any case, so you remove it, and what do you toss it? Pasuk says, "V'hishlich," and you throw it. You toss it. V'hishlich says, "Eitzel hamizbeach kedma." Eitzel hamizbeach is a very similar lashon to the lashon that we had in the previous pasuk by the Trumas HaDeshen, where it says, "Place it eitzel hamizbeach." But here it adds a word, kedma, to the east of the mizbeach. So it's on the floor, alongside the eastern wall of the mizbeach. And the pasuk concludes with the words el. This is the same place where you place the dasha. So now we know a Deshen is placed at the east of the Mizbeach. Now, if it's not needed for the Mizbech HaChitzen, which we already know from the previous pasuk, that the Trumas HaDeshen of that Mizbech is placed on the wall alongside the Mizbech, so what's left? The ashes of the Mizbech HaPnimi. To instruct us where to put it, to know Inyan, apply it regarding a different matter, to teach us the Mizbech HaPnimi. The ashes of that Mizbech, likewise, ends up in the same location. Says the Gemara, how do you know? It's going on the Pnimi. Ema perhaps, Edibidi Mizbech HaChitzen, both psukim are relating to the ashes of the external Mizbech, like Boilim Mokim. So why the repetition? To narrow down the location, to give you the specific, the pinpoint, the spot, because in the first pasuk it just says, Eitzel HaMizbech, on the wall alongside, but where, on which side of it? Next pasuk says, Kedma, El Mekayim HaDeshen, to the east, which is the very same location of Deshen. So now your Deshen is to the east as well. Well, if only for that, Imkein Lemakro Islam is Beach. The pasuk would say Kedma Islam is Beach. But why would it say or Islam is Beach Kedma? Why would it say El Makom Adoshan? Why concluded those words, the place of the ashes? Because even without that last phrase, I would already know that the Trumas HaDeshen goes to that location. Why? Because we have a Gzera Shava using the words Eitzel. It says Eitzel by the Trumas HaDeshen, Eitzel Mizbeach, and it says Eitzel over here. Vishlecha is Eitzel Mizbeach Kedma. That would teach us. Trumas HaDeshen, likewise, is at the east of the Mizbeach. My, why does the pasuk conclude with the words El Mekayim HaDeshen? To add another element, dafil mizbech apnimi, those ashes as well. What about the ashes of the menorah menorah? Deshen ha deshen, the extra hay, el mekayim ha deshen, as the menorah as well. So now we know they'll end up in that same spot. Only difference is that the Trumas HaDeshen still has meila, as opposed to the other ones, whose meila have been deactivated, says the Mishnah. So, in connection with the ending of the previous Mishnah, we learned that if a person's magdush, birds that are not of the appropriate age, tyran, which have not yet come of age, b'nayyana, which are past age, there's no milah, because they have no purpose, they have no function, they have no kedusha. Reb Shimon disagrees. It says, you know, depends. Reb Shimon, if it's on its way to, it just has to develop, then there is meila. But I agree, if it's beyond age, it's too late, of course. It loses its meila status. Pshimonayim, Teiran, Shaloyigiyaz Man, Teiran type of birds, which are still awaiting their Zman, Moyalam Ben, there's meila. Rashi says, Lefi Sheruin, Lemizbeach, Sheboy, Sheodilu, they're going to be suitable very soon. But I agree, b'nei yoyna she'avar zmana, b'nei yoyna, which are meant to be offered when they're young, and they're too old, lo yinen of lo yimelam, and of course I agree there's no meila. Ask the Gemara, b'nei shleim Rabbi Shimon, ketani timeline, it's in Rabbi Shimon's position. Toirim, they're not yet old enough, okay, soon they will be, they'll grow into it. Ketani timeline, he explained himself regarding a different Mishnah, a different halacha. If one takes a carbon and does a shechita outside the Beis HaMikdash, he's liable for the Isra, the Shechut Eichut, his Karis. Now let's say he took something which is not yet suitable for a carbon. So let's say he had checked the mother of this offspring today, so you have to wait until tomorrow, right, to bring the offspring as a carbon. Or Yisav Ez Benoit, right? You're not supposed to do it in the same day. So this offspring is not fit anymore for today, but fit for tomorrow. Let's say he takes this offspring and checks it outside, this carbon, which is fit for tomorrow. He does it prematurely outside. Is he chayiv or not? Well, you can argue and say, well, it's not fit at this point. It's not valid for a carbon. Not supposed to bring it today as a carbon. So there's no isur of shchut echutz. Rav Shimon disagrees. Shoyer Rav Shimon ayin. Kol aroy lachazman, a carbon which will be fit, will be suitable after, you know, some time. It's on its way to suitability. V'igdisha v'tech zmanay. And who's ma'alish it now, while still premature, haribuli sase. So if he shechts it outside the Samidish, although it isn't the full blown shchutei chutz, it's not karis, but there's a loy sase. Correspondingly, in our sugya, he holds there's me'ila, his kedushas mizbeach on it, because it's on his way to akrava. El rabon, but how do we understand the shitas rabbonah, who say that if it's too young, there's no kedushas mizbeach, there's no me'ila? Why? Ma'ishna mechusar zman. We all agree, you can be magdish a behemoth even if it's underage. Rashi brings, what's the case of mechusar zman? Vehem is meant to wait until 8 days old to be brought as a korban, but you could be magdisha beforehand. Apparently, dushas mizbech, dushas korban, dushas meila gets activated even though it's underage. So why is it different than the birds? Amri, the answer was given. By an animal, you have it, but not by a bird. The dusha of a behemah has advantages over the dusha of a bird. Amri, mechusas ma. Even though the animal is underage, the kedusha is full blown. Just like if the behemoth would be blemished, unfit, but there's still meila, the bar pidyon, because you can redeem it, convert it into money, buy a real carbon, right? Buy a proper carbon. So it has kedusha, even though it's a balmum, because of the ability to be redeemed, right? So it has that advantage. Likewise, even though it's at this point underage, it will have full kedusha as well. Nefarshim explain, because here too you can technically take it, send it out for a blemish, and redeem it right away. So even in its current state, it can be refashioned into a proper carbon, re-channeled the proper carbon. Birds don't have that option. We never find the concept of converting a bird into a proper. There's no pidyon, as we learned before. There's no concept of redeeming a bird. Since even if it has a blemish, as long as it's not missing a limb, it's okay. So there's no concept of redeeming it. There's no. Vein loif is pidin. Ein loif kodesh mechusas zman. Likewise, if it's underage, there's no full kedusha. There's no meila. As we learn in the Mishnah. Okay. So bottom line, according to the Chachamim, the bird is underage or overage, there's no me'ila. According to Rabbi Shimon, depends. If it's overage, no me'ila, but if it's on its way to becoming roi, Torah and Shaligi as mana, there's me'ila. Amar Ulam Rabbi Yochanan. This is a halacha that we are very familiar with, back from that base. Ula quotes Rabbi Yochanan as follows. Even if you have a full-blown karba with full kedusha, but it dies, it loses its mila status. It's no longer kach Hashem. It has no value. Not as a carbon. You can't even redeem it. Use its value, because you're not allowed to redeem an animal that died and feed it to the dog. So it has no value at all. There's no kedusha. There's no mila. Soon we're going to see that it has mila. The rabbanan, but in Atayra, it's mila free. Yosef Ula was sitting and saying over the halacha in the name of Rabbi Yechon. We come al Hashmait. Amar Rav Chizda was unpleased with the halacha. He says, "Man Shamalach, Ula Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi, who's going to listen to you until you Rabbi Yechon?" Poof! What happened to the kedusha? Suddenly it disappears. The kedusha shebehen leichon halacha. Where did the kedusha disappear? Kedusha was there in its full force with Meila. Suddenly it disappears. Amar Yisrael, Ula says to him, "Hold it. You know, take a look at the Mishnah. Take Shema Sisna. Now, according to you, how are you going to understand the halacha in the Mishnah? We speak about birds, Tyrin, that he was Magdish, Shalei Gezman, before its time. Uvnei Yoyna, we have the Uvnei Yoyna. And we assume that he was Magdish them, even let's say he was Magdish them when they were in the right time. But now it's over. They're too old. Shavar Zmanon. Time's up. Despite the fact that they had full kedusha, they lose their kedusha. Loi ne'enev loi mo'el. You can't use them. There's no me'ila. Me'ila expires. Hachi na me'nev. According to you, we should argue the same point here. Kedusha disappears. Kedusha. Shebohen le'echanocha. Where did the kedusha go to? Apparently, that's not really an argument. While it was suitable, it has kedusha. When it's over, it's over. Now, we'll add another point. Of course, I agree to you. A behema, a carbon that died, is not completely mila free. I just meant that min haTorah there's no mila, but min drabon it's close enough to the real thing that it has mila min drabon, ikam mila min drabon. Now, Rav Chizda responded to Ula. You know, you made a reference to the Mishnah that Torah, although they're still premature, there is mila min drabon. Right? Because you're agreeing with me that there is mila in the carbon that died, and likewise in the case of the cases of the Mishnah, although they're me'ilah free min haTorah, the young birds or the old birds are too old, but me'ilah midrabban there will be. And then I have a question. How could you say that Torah, which have not yet developed into suitable carbon materials and do not have me'ilah min haTorah, will have me'ilah midrabban? Since when do we find that Chacham tacked on me'ilah when there is no basis for me'ilah min haTorah? Do you have a situation? Find me a case. Initially, there was no meila. And ultimately, the Chacham added a meila. Says the Mavloi, really? I'll give you an example. The blood of a carbon. Look at the blood of a carbon. Mikara less ba meila. We learned this in the Mishnah, right? That initially, during the first phases, you know, after the Shchita, you have the blood, there's no mila. We're going to from Sukkim, Ulubasoiv, Ispa mila, but Midraban later on, when it flows out to the Nachal Kidron, right? They added mila. It's non dam, but chilo emo alam. But initially, there's no mila. But Yasal Nachal Kidron, once it flows out, there's mila. So you see, even though it was completely mila free, Min HaTorah, Chacham did at times tag it with mila because it's close enough to the, you know, it's reminiscent of carbon material. Amri, the Bnei Yeshiva said, no, you can't prove anything from there. Awesome, nami, you can mila meikara by blood. Although dam of a carbon is mila free, but the dam of a carbon animal can have mila. Listen to this. Let's turn to my base. Dam of Rav. Hamek is dam. A person draws blood from a live carbon animal. Behemoth kachim. Also, by no, mayalmo, you can't use that. There's mila. Asks Tosis, didn't we say that the psukim amemayit exclude dam from meila? Says Tosis, that's true by dam shchita, that's the dam kapara. But they were talking about a dam of a live animal. That's not suitable for kapara. That's not kapara blood. There's no suspension of meila on that. So there you go. This blood that's flowing out to Nahal Kidron was tagged with Milum and Rabbanon. What's the basis, what's the justification, so to speak, for that? Because it does really relate to Mila way back. During the lifetime of the animal, the dam had connection to Mila. But regarding the birds, it's so different because these birds never had Mila. Who says we add a new Milum and Rabbanon? That was his question. Gufa. Okay, let's go back to this last point. Amarav, Hun Amarav. Hamekas dam be'mas kachon person. Does a bloodletting procedure on the live carbon animal. Osir b'hano me'almo, there's meal. It's considered an integral part of the behemoth, which has meal. Not just a byproduct separate from the animal. It is the animal, it's a life force of the animal. Mosev Rav Amnun, I have a question. Look at the next Mishnah coming up. Chalev amugdoshen, obeitzei teirin, all these byproducts, the milk out of a carbon animal, the eggs out of the carbon birds, you're not meant to use them, but there's no me'ila. Apparently, it's not considered one and the same with the carbon. It's a byproduct, which is me'ila free. Amalei says, big difference between blood and milk. Kikan rin gavidam. I spoke about blood, which is the inherent life force. Delay mis kayemas bledon. An animal can't survive without its blood. Of course, there's mila. It's the animal itself. Tesis says the choshev kegufa. It's the gufa of the animal. But milk, an animal can survive without milk. Aval chalav the kamakayma b'lechalav. An animal can survive without milk. Why? Said that doesn't have mila. It's a byproduct, and it's not considered the actual animal. Most of our Mishash, I have a question. The Brisa says Hazevel v'Perasha v'Chatzur. You have this waste, the animal waste, etc., of a carbon lying around the, you know, the chatzur in the yard. Ein of vein meilon. There's no. It's not. That's supposed to take it, but there's no meilon on that. What do the managers of the Hegdash do with this material? They sell it, you know, as fertilizer, and the money goes to the Lishka, to the public fund there. Question is, why is a Mila free? Amai, hachanami loy mekayim b'loy perish. The Gemara knew that an animal can't survive without a bit of waste inside to, you know, to keep the system functioning and going. So it is an integral part of the animal. Inseparable from the actual carbon, it should be Mila. Enabled. The answer was like this. It's true. The animal needs some, you know, going through the system, but not this waste. It's just constantly changing, right? Amri, my area, Hadin Perish. Who needs this? My area, what kind of question is this? Hadin Perish, Dibin Alma Kosla. Where did the waste come from? It's processed, you know, food material, which she got from the outside, which she imported from Chulin, right? No, Ozil, hi, this waste leaves, Hasechrina, you get no waste instead. So it's a constantly changing proposition, and there isn't a strong identity between the waste and the actual animal itself. Fukidam, as opposed to blood, Mugufa, as opposed to blood, which is part and parcel of the actual animal. Rashi says, it was born, it was created with the blood. Shavar Nivraima. Any blood that develops seems is a sort of an outgrowth. It's developed from, based on the original blood, which generates more and more. So it's an expanding, you know, life force entity. You can't take it away. If you take it away, you take it from the actual animal. That's partaking in the carbon. That's Mi'ila. Ask the Gemara. It says it like this. Haktani. So that settles this point. Haktani. Now, one more point. The Bryson spoke about the waste being off limits, but there is no Mi'ila, and it's meant to be, the value is meant to be sent to the Lishka. Haktani lenen of lemayalin. Vadama of the Lishka. So you meant to sell it, and, you know, the income goes to the Lishka, to the public fund. Messiah the Reb Lazar, it's right to Reb Lazar. Reb Lazar, Chamakum Sha'amu Chacham Kadosh Vene Kadosh. Reb Chacham spoke about some, you know, materials which are Kadosh and not Kadosh, meaning there is no Me'ila, but you shouldn't really be taking it. So it technically, you know, belongs to Hegdash in a certain respect, although not to the point that it's, you know, Me'ila enabled in Atayra. But the Rabbanon, it's off limits, so it is considered something they meant to give to the Hegdash. What do you do with it? Damav, Yiplu Lelishka. You sell it, and the money goes to the Lishka, to the chamber there, with the leftovers of the Trumas Lishka, and, you know, it's used to finance Hegdash expenditures, etc. Says the Mishnah, Chalev and Mugdash Beitzei Tzeirin, so the milk and the eggs of the karbanis, loyin and of lemal, there's no meila, although you're not meant to use it. Bameh devar mamun, when does this apply? When is there no meila? Bekachim is be'ach. An animal, a bird, which was designated as a karban, and therefore, the kedusha does not extend to the milk and to the byproducts. Why? Rashi says, a karban, by definition, is meant for the mizbeach, which these materials are not suitable for. So the initial kedusha does not apply to these elements. Let's say it's a bird, an animal, donated to the Beit HaKabayis, to the building fund. It's like any other, like a car, like a horse and buggy. You can do anything, give anything. So of course that has kedusha. Hegdash Tarnagoilus, Me'alam Bava Beitzasa. If one donated a Tarnagoilus, there's meal on the actual Tarnagoilus and on the egg as well. Chamoira donated a donkey. Same story, the meal on the donkey, on the milk of the donkey, because it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Whatever value it is, Rashi says, Kedusha has damim, it's kadosh for its value, whatever it is, belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. The Mishnah spoke about two categories, the kabayis, which has mila, and the kashim is be'ach, whose mila does not carry over to these components, which are not suitable. What about something in the middle category as well? Let's say a person donates a behemoth, for eventual arrival at the Mizbeach. Not directly, but indirectly. He doesn't want this thing, but he wants this to be converted into money, and that money used to buy, to finance a real car. What happens in that case? It would sound like from the Mishnah that even in this case, the milk and the eggs are off, I'm Eila free. Why? This is merely another variation of value Kedusha, which you would think is like Bedek HaBayis, which covers everything within this item. Because ultimately it all has value. And he was Magdash it for the sake of its value. Elo Gabi Mizbech Ki Agdash Kedusha Stamim Leis Bamila, regarding something meant for the Mizbech eventually. If he was Magdash it, Kedusha Stamim. So again, he took something as Magdash it for its value to be used for financing of a carbon. Leis Bamila Mila does not cover these added components, the byproducts. Why not? It has value, can be used for financing of a carbon. So despite the fact you can't be makrav of egg, but it can be used to finance a carbon. Omar, Papa, you're right. The Mishnah didn't mean to exclude this. Chesura Mechzvach, the Mishnah is meant to be learned as though it's missing some words, really like this. Bamer, Tavonim, when do we say the Dush is limited to the actual animal itself, not to the byproduct, to the derivatives? Ki Shehidush Dush Saguf Gam Mizbech. His Magdash from Mizbech, Dush Saguf. This in itself, the way it is, should be a carbon. It only covers the carbon elements of the item, not the milk, etc. Avalik Dishay, Kudisha Stomim Kam Mizbeach. Suppose he's Magdash it for its value, so that it's converted into something which will finance a carbon for the Mizbeach. In that case, Nasa Kimishay Dishay, likewise, for all practical purposes, it's as though he's Magdash something to the treasury for its value, and it covers every single element of that item. Higdish Tanakoilos. In that case, my alam ba is mila on the actual tanuk goes. It's also on the egg as well. Chamayra donkey, my alam ba b'chelva covers the milk as well. So bottom line, he's magdish, something which is suitable for the mizbeach directly, and he had that in mind. So the mila only applies to the actual carbon, not to the byproducts, to the derivatives which are not mizbeach enabled. On the other side, we have bedek habayis. He magdish an item, a car, or anything to bedek habayis, including a donkey. It covers everything that has value. And likewise, a magdish, an animal, to be used for financing of a carbon. So this current first phase of the kedusha process applies to anything of value, which can be used to finance a carbon. Okay, so let's do a quick chazor of today's daf. We pinpointed the location of the placement of the deshen of all the three different types. What about an underage bird, overage bird? Chacham say no mila at all. Kotob Shimon, underage, which eventually will become of age, has mila, just like there is an isra of shchut echut, although not the full-fledged isra of karas, but lav there is, because it's on its way to becoming roi. Chacham say that's true by the concept, is true by a behema that, let's say, you can maglish a behema, it's mechus osman. That wouldn't apply to birds, which don't have that same level of kedusha. Ulu kol Rabbi Yechanan, kachim shemesu have no milah min haTorah, although there is milah min haRabbanan. And likewise, in the case of the underage or overage birds, although there are milah free min haTorah kontra chachamim, but min haRabbanan there is milah as well. We find a precedent to adding milah in a case where there is no concept of milah min haTorah, like the dam. The Gemara negated that because dam also has an element of mila, although not dam of carbon, but dam that was drawn out of a live behema will have mila. Now, which byproducts of a carbon have mila? We spoke about dam, which is an integral part of the life force of the animal, as opposed to perish, as opposed to chalav, beitzim, loinenev lemayelin, unless it's but like a bias or something that was donated for its value, that covers every single component and makes it mi'ila enabled. All the best to you and hatzlocha rabbah.